Hey friends, I don't know if I'm going to keep this short or long, but I was just thinking about life interruptions and how we can be in this mindset of wanting to do something long term and to be working towards that. And all of a sudden, life just goes, nope. And you just have to go a different direction. You have to figure out what is next without that next, maybe not even being in alignment with what you should be doing. And so life interruptions, to me, can look like so many things. It can look like going towards a life goal. It could be a marathon. I think Brittany runs a marathon is a great example of that. So in the movie, Brittany runs a marathon. She's working on trying to complete the New York Marathon. And while going towards that goal, she gets injured, which feels like she, you know, has failed. So that, in that sense, makes that an interruption in life. And I've seen this happen a lot in my life, where I have life interruptions, and I really don't know what I would do if those interruptions were not in my life. You know, we can hope for a smooth transition into different seasons of our life. We can hope for things to turn out differently. And as much as I want to be upset at those life interruptions, if it wasn't for those life interruptions, I wouldn't have a moment of pause to figure out what is it that I needed from life. We move about so often and so much that we don't stop and just go, okay, what is it in life that I need? Is it love? Like love as in a relationship? Is it a social group? Is it a new career? Is it just finding new hobbies and passions, or going into that passion that you put on the back burner from years ago? What is it that you need? And I don't think we ask ourselves that question enough, but life interruptions definitely make you think about, hey, we should pause for a second, and we should allow you to think and reflect on what's going on right now. And I know it feels like it's more of a burden, but you should really think about it. Like, that's how I feel life is interpreting the interruption. And I just want to encourage all of you, just when life gives you a pause, let's call it that, right? Your interruption's a pause. When life gives you a pause, don't try to press play. Just sit in the pause and just go, okay, life, what is it that you want me to know that I'm not able to figure out right now, because my mind is in so many different places, my heart is in so many different places, my emotions, you know, we've all been through a lot of things, and our life journey has so many explanations to the whys. But it's nice just to pause in those interruption moments to just go, okay, this could be something that will hurt me emotionally, but in the long term, what am I going to do about this moment? What am I going to do after all this is done and finished? You know, we don't know when life struggles stop, but we can always plan for when the stop happens. And I feel like life transitions can be a little bit better, and the interruptions don't feel like an interruption. They feel more like transitions. It's just that transition of your life, which is uncomfortable. And, you know, while I was homeless, I continued to, like, just prep for a home. I would purchase things. So this is things I would do. So when I was homeless, I was sleeping in my car. I would first save up some money, and I would go to like a TJ Maxx or Marshall's, and I would see something that I could see in my home. I would take a picture of it, or I would really break down what is the use. And I remember the first object I bought that I was going to put in my home once I got one, and it was a blanket. It was like a throw blanket, and it had purpose use, so it wasn't like it wasn't going to be used at all. The thing about it was it had no use in the moment because I didn't have a home, but I saw the purpose of the use of the throw blanket before it even had a purpose to be used. And I find that the more we go through these interruptions in life and plan for the optimistic point of view of what can be once we come out of that trial and tribulation, we can actually see the value and purpose of things we can contribute to our future just within that interruption. So I don't want any of you to feel like your interruption is your downfall. I want you to feel like your interruption's a pause. You're getting things back together, you're getting your life together, and you're getting ready to be set up for an optimistic moment. But I need you to really focus on that moment that you're in and what you can prep for, even if it hasn't happened yet. Remember, faith are things hoped for and evidence of things unseen. So if we haven't seen it yet, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It just means maybe, just maybe, in the interruption, we haven't planned for it. So where's the purpose, even if it doesn't exist? We should still plan for something we're hoping for. Yeah, I'm gonna leave it there. All right, friends. I hope all is well with you. I hope you have a great rest of your week. And as always, happy hibernation.